Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to Daily Dose. Hope you join us today as we dive into Scripture and we take a look at what God's Word has to say for us today. Hey, how are you doing today? It is March 25th, and welcome to Daily Dose. As we come to the end of yet another week, what I like to do at the end of these weeks is to look back and ask you what verses, what passages of Scripture this week have really just affected you, have really spoke to you, have really moved in you. And so today, I want to share with you a little bit more from Psalm 46. Because this is the verse, this is the passage that really just kind of struck me this week. And we talked about having a safe place to hide in our prayer life. Our prayer life should be a safe place for us. And what's even more is what we see here, what the psalmist is recording most likely correlates to what was happening in 2 Kings. When God was delivering Jerusalem from the Assyrians, and it should have been a great inspiration. In fact, many people attribute this psalm to the inspiration that Martin Luther had for the psalm, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And we could see its inspiration that reaches out today. But what I like to see out of this, what I like to just really focus on, is a couple things. First of all, things are going to be chaotic sometimes. We go through valleys in our lives where things are crazy. They are going to change. They're going to even threaten us sometimes. There might be things that change and threaten the way that we're used to being in things. In those times, we should put all of our focus on God. In His presence that is with us, we should continue just focusing on Him because He is our refuge. He is our strength and our protection. And He gives us power. He helps us so that we will not be shaken in all that is happening. In verse 10 of 46, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." How often are we really still? That word here means just stop. Just stop, relax, and listen. So often we live in a life that is go, 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 go. I don't love, but one thing that COVID did take away from us was that we packed our schedules. We would have every moment of every day scheduled, and honestly, we would try to fit God into it. But what COVID has done is freed up our schedules. So can I urge you to put God in that place? Be still and listen. Know that He is God, because He will be the one that is exalted in the end. What passage of Scripture really spoke to you this week? What passage of Scripture really moved you this week? I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will see you all tomorrow.